David J. Smith for Newswatch Magazine. Did you know that one goal of international communism was to get our young people's mind off religion by getting them onto sex? By destroying the morals of the younger generation, America would eventually become ripe for revolution without understanding why communism wanted to make young people soft and easily controlled. Have we witnessed this transformation of our young people away from God and the Bible to immorality? We'd like to help you understand how these things are coming to pass by offering you an absolutely free one-year subscription to Newswatch Magazine. Just call our toll-free number, 1-800-516-8736. That's 1-800-516-8736 to request your subscription. Call now. Operators are standing by to receive your call.
This is the Phyllis Schlafly Report, a daily broadcast dedicated to keeping you in touch with many of today's most important issues and examining how those issues directly affect our traditional values. And now, here is author and constitutional lawyer, Phyllis Schlafly.
Some commentators have tried to claim that the November 2006 election proved that Americans are not concerned about border security and illegal aliens. I think that analysis is dead wrong. I have examined last November's election returns, and I cannot find any winning Democrat who supported amnesty. The only Democrat who openly campaigned in support of the Kennedy-McCain amnesty guest worker bill was the candidate who was decisively defeated by Republican Senator John Kyle in Arizona. Most of the winning Democrats took a very hard line about border security and illegal aliens. Here are some direct quotes from the campaign ads or websites of Democrats who defeated Republican members of Congress. Indiana Republican Congressman John Hostetler was defeated by Brad Ellsworth, who said, "We need to tighten our borders, enforce the laws we have, and punish employers who break them." Kansas Republican Congressman Jim Ryan was defeated by Nancy Boida, who said, "When American corporations knowingly or negligently hire illegal workers, they lure immigrants into America, weaken our borders, and create unfair wage competition for American workers, and this is unacceptable." Indiana Republican Congressman Chris Chocola was defeated by Joe Donnelly, who said, "I do not support amnesty. I will support more border agents, increased funding for surveillance and fencing that will prevent immigrants from illegally entering our country." North Carolina Republican Congressman Charles Taylor was defeated by Heath Shuler, who said, "I do not support granting amnesty to people who have broken the law." The bottom line is that the winning candidates in 2006, whether they were Democrat or Republican, all said they want our government to take a hard line on illegal aliens, and they want our government to enforce border security.
You've been listening to the Phyllis Schlafly Report, presented by Eagle Forum. If the crisis of illegal immigration has you concerned, write us at Eagle Forum Radio, Alton, Illinois, 62002, and ask for our immigration information packet. That's Eagle Forum Radio, Alton, Illinois, 62002. And join us again next time for the Phyllis Schlafly Report.
Take the heat out of your sleep. The Bedfan Personal Cooling System will work for anyone that is a hot sleeper, regardless of the reason. It gives you a deep, restful sleep, the way nature intended. No more tossing and turning. Say goodbye to sleepless nights. So ask yourself, are you a hot sleeper and really want to sleep cooler? A woman who suffers from the effects of menopause, including night sweats derived from hot flashes, have a medical condition that causes your body to get hot at night, or just want to save money on your air conditioning bill? It works instantly. No tools or assembly required. Don't worry. The Bedfan fits short beds, tall beds, beds with footboards, sleigh beds, water beds, and many other types of beds. If you want great relief and total comfort, give us a call at 1-210-632-8280. That's 1-210-632-8280. Or visit our site at bedfan.com. your provider for great sleep.
Eating a well-balanced diet filled with whole foods is sometimes hard to achieve, so supplementation can be beneficial. But WholeFoodToday.com believes that if you want to supplement, you should be doing so with products made from complex and natural whole foods, which the body can recognize and utilize as food, rather than with synthetic formulas of isolated vitamins made in chemical factories. Whole Food Today is dedicated to bringing you the finest health products at an incredible value. Nutrient formulas for men and women, super green food formulas made from over 30 vegetables, legumes, sprouts, immunity health formulas, coconut oil, krill oil, and many other products made 100% naturally. Visit us today at www.wholefoodtoday.com or call 1-800-989-9840. That's www.wholefoodtoday.com or call 1-800-989-9840. Whole Food Today offers free shipping to all orders anywhere in the continental U.S. Whole Food Today, empowering people to attain and maintain extraordinary health.
From the heartland of America comes a harvest of insight and entertainment. This is the Common Sense Coalition, the Derry Brownfield Show, starring Derry Brownfield. And here's the star of the show, a funny man who has a funny farm, Derry Brownfield.
Hello there. Derry Brownfield here, and I am happy that you're along on this adventure in broadcasting. It is a talk show with the country flavor and some common sense points of view. This week, every day this week, something special has come up. On Monday, October the 22nd, it was Daniel Boone's birthday, and I was born in Daniel Boone's town, Booneville, Missouri, on October the 23rd. That's when they wrote that great song about on October 23rd, it started up the trail with the two you heard. And now today, October the 24th, is United Nations Day. And this is the day to be devoted to making known to people of the world the aims and achievements. Get the achievements part of the United Nations organization. Now I have here a little memo from the President of the United States, George W. Bush. And he says this, and I'm going to read it in total. I'd marked it up, but I changed my mind. I'm going to read it just as he wrote it. After World War II, representatives from around the globe gathered to begin deliberations on a new international Bill of Rights. The document adopted by the General Assembly of the United Nations, the Universal Declaration of Human Rights, stands as a landmark achievement in the history of human liberty. On United Nations Day, that's today, you know, we recognize the contributions of this important body and underscore our dedication to reforming the institution and advancing the high ideals on which it was founded. Today, the United Nations is maintaining international security and helping solve economic, social, and humanitarian problems. This great institution must work for great purposes to free people from tyranny and violence, from hunger and disease, illiteracy and ignorance, and poverty and despair. With commitment and courage, we can pursue the vision of the Universal Declaration and build a world where people are free to speak, assemble, and worship as they wish. Now, therefore, I, George W. Bush, President of the United States of America, by virtue of the authority vested in me by the Constitution and laws of the United States, do hereby proclaim October 24, 2007, as United Nations Day. Now, let's think a little bit about some of the great things that the United Nations has accomplished. Remember, today is a day we're going to make known to people of the world the aims and achievements of the United Nations. Okay, the United Nations actually was created on this day in 1945. I remember it well. I was in high school, and Franklin D. Roosevelt made quite a comment about how great and wonderful it was going to be, and it was going to cure all the world's problems. It was created to prevent future wars. Well, since then, there have been over 100 million casualties in nearly 150 wars, 5 in Central Asia, 11 in South Asia, 20 in Southeast Asia, 13 in Eastern Europe, 23 in the Middle East, 25 in Latin and South America, and 50 in Africa. Remember the United Nations oil for food scandal? How about the United Nations sex scandal? The United Nations spends $20 billion annually, though it's never been independently audited. At the 1945 conference, the United Nations Secretary General was Alger Hiss. He was later accused in 1948 of being a communist agent for former Soviet spy Whitaker Chambers, and so it goes. So today, ladies and gentlemen, friends and neighbors, is United Nations Day. Remember all the great achievements that have been accomplished since 1945. Okay, now we have the DREAM Act. Yesterday, if you were listening, we had several callers call in and say, hey, we need to be calling our senators and our representatives about this thing. We did this last summer, remember? We referred to it as the amnesty bill back then. As I mentioned time and time again, these bills in Congress are just like cats. They have nine lives, and you just have to keep killing them. In the meantime here, we have this DREAM Act back on the docket, and it could be voted on immediately. Interestingly enough, Harry Reid and Dick Durbin are pushing this old amnesty bill back together. It's almost the same thing, and we're going to go into a little more detail about it in just a moment. They call it DREAM because DREAM stands for Development, Relief, and Education for Alien Minors. And so it's the DREAM Act. And I got kind of a kick, and I thought it was a good idea. I thought, I like old Tancredo, although I have a terrible time pronouncing his name, that he's representative from Colorado. And he said Dick Durbin planned to hold yesterday now a discussion of the DREAM Act, and it was going to be attended by several illegal aliens. Now, did you get the illegal part there? Okay. Tancredo says, I call on the Immigration and Customs Enforcement Agency, that's ICE, to detain the illegal aliens at this press conference. Just because these illegal aliens are being used for political gain doesn't mean they get immunity from the law. If we can't enforce our laws inside the building where American laws are made, where can we enforce them? So he called Immigration and Customs Enforcement, and I never heard anything about this on any of the newscasts, so I called this morning the Center for Immigration Studies, and I knew that they would know whether or not this all took place yesterday, and so I have with me right now Stephen Camerato. Steve, didn't happen, did it?
Well, the illegal aliens met. They had a press conference. The senators talked about the need to give them citizenship. Mr. Tancredo did show up and hand some material out, but the immigration enforcement people did not act. The illegals were given a free pass.
Okay, when we come back, stay with me if you would, please, Steve, and let's discuss a little more about what really is taking place here and what we as American citizens can do to stop it. Stay tuned.
Is the Derry Brownfield Show.
Introducing the new Blueprint Water Unit. This one-of-a-kind water technology uses natural frequencies to clean harmful toxins from your drinking water. We start with one of the best four-stage reverse osmosis systems. Then we retrofit the Blueprint Water System with twin vortices. This primary technology is designed to clear harmful water memory. We then imprint blueprint frequencies harmonic to the human body. This is the only known living water recreated by live essence infusion. According to reports from users, the water helps balance the body's internal pH. Others have said the water has helped promote weight loss through detoxification. This water is so good, your body begins to crave its healthy input. For more information, call Natural Solution toll-free at 866-885-6625. That's 866-885-6625. Once again, that's 866-885-6625.
Hi, friends. Bill Bagley from Vital Basics, and I want to send you a bottle of the best-selling supplement Focus Factor absolutely free. Why would we give away a free bottle of Focus Factor? Because we know that if you try it, you'll buy it. Focus Factor has nutrients that work with your natural brain chemistry to support your memory, concentration, and focus. People all over the country say it's the best brain support supplement they've ever tried. Well, how would you like to try Focus Factor yourself absolutely free? No, we're not crazy. We're confident. Because once you try Focus Factor, you'll wonder how you ever got along without it. And that's why, for a limited time, we'll give you a full-size bottle of Focus Factor, an $85 value, free. You simply provide $4.95 to help cover the cost of shipping and handling. Call now for your free bottle of Focus Factor. Call 1-800-518-3796. That's 1-800-518-3796. Limit one bottle per household, please. Again, the number is 1-800-518-3796.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
And we have with us today Stephen Camerato. He is with the Center for Immigration Studies and knows quite a bit about this DREAM Act. And DREAM, as we mentioned, studies stands for the Development, Relief, and Education for Alien Minors. What exactly is in that act, Steve?
Basically what it does is it takes people who came to the United States prior to the age of 15 and offers them citizenship. And so it looks like of people under 18, there are about 800,000 that would fit that qualification. Then it also offers the same thing to people in their 20s, and there's a million plus of those individuals. In total, it looks like it offers citizenship to about 2 million people. Now, the idea is that they're supposed to attend a college at least for a while, and that they would get legal status, attend the college, and then they switch over to permanent residency and then eventual citizenship. So,
and once they're in, once they have citizenship, then they can bring all their cousins by the dozens along with them.
So if they have illegal alien parents, they could sponsor them, subject to no quota or limit. But what's probably going to happen is, in addition to the 2 million who would get their amnesty, there are maybe 1.5 million more illegal aliens living with those illegals who will not be deported as well. They haven't been here long enough. They didn't come here early enough. But nonetheless, the Department of Homeland Security isn't going to deport the parents or a sibling if they've already given a kind of protective status to the alien who did qualify, or the illegal alien who did qualify. So, you know, in effect, it's an amnesty for, you know, over 3 million people over the course of several years.
Now, you know, just on the other side of that coin, we had a family living here in Jefferson City, Missouri, which is the state capital. I don't have all the details here. I can't remember the names. But they had a daughter that didn't know anything but the United States. Now, they were illegal. They came on a visa, if I remember right, that had expired, and they didn't leave. They were not from Mexico, by the way. Jeff, do you remember where they were from? I don't either. They're from South America, I believe, some country in South America. But nevertheless, this kid...
And your point would be, gosh, it would be a hardship for her maybe to have to go back to another country.
But anyway, this kid had lived here all of her life.
Yeah.
She's now was in high school, and they deported them and made this kid who'd been here and was going to graduate from this school I don't know whatever happened to the deal. But the thing of it is, here we have the barters open. They can come anytime they want to say, hey, I'm illegal, I get to stay here, and this kid couldn't stay in high school.
Right. Well, the thing about it is, the problem there is just widespread non-enforcement of the law. That's what creates the situation. If somebody came at age 3 and is now 18, that means that they and their parents and siblings have successfully violated U.S. immigration law for 15 consecutive years. Well, if you're going to tolerate illegal immigration for that long, you're going to end up with problems like this. But the problem isn't the law. The problem is the lack of enforcement of the law. Now, look.
Hey, let's look. We're going to take a commercial break. We'll be right back. Stay tuned. You're listening to the Common Sense Coalition.
This is the Derry Brownfield Show.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look. And I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Attention RBN listeners who have trouble sleeping. If you have tried everything and still have serious problems getting a good night's sleep, then this message is going to be the single most important one you'll ever hear. And here's why. 77 RBN listeners are needed immediately to test a new, alternative method of falling asleep fast. And the best part is, this new sleep system produces dramatic results when everything else has failed, including prescription sleeping pills. You see, it works in a whole new way, utilizing special sleep frequencies to almost command your brain to fall asleep fast. And it's easy to use. Yet, because the rules governing medicine in the U.S., no health or healing claims can be made for the sleep system. However, it's still legal to own this new high-speed sleep generator, and 77 RBN listeners are invited to use this system first, before the general public. So, if you're really having trouble falling asleep, simply go to www.highspeedsleep.com. That's highspeedsleep.com, or call 877-327-0365 and tell the operator you listen to RBN. Again, that's 877-327-0365.
And we have returned. We're visiting today with Steve Camerato. He is with the Center for Immigration Studies. Steve, you were talking about, we were discussing the DREAM Act, so to speak, and you said the problem is lack of enforcement. We all know that. And Bush is not going to enforce anything, is he?
No, I think that's right. I think that that your point is well made, that the problem here is a complete lack of enforcement. The question is, granting legal status to a few million illegal aliens, does that get us any closer to that objective, or does it just encourage more illegal immigration? Now, I wanted to address specifically the case of a young woman that you pointed out in your community or near where you live that was deported. She had grown up here, spoke English, but she had to be sent back because her parents were illegal, as she was illegal as well. Well, the thing about that is, I think, first, we should feel sympathy for her, but we have to keep in mind that all law enforcement often impacts kids who didn't necessarily have anything to do with the breaking of the law. For example, you put people in jail and deprive the children of their presence. We do that hundreds of thousands of times a year. We foreclose on homes when there are children present. If we were to say, look, we can't enforce the law, we can't actually have a home loan because a child could conceivably suffer an adverse effect, then I think the whole rule of law breaks down. You can't have that kind of a society. There might be special circumstances where you could have a waiver where in a limited number of cases you might want to make an allowance for someone with a compelling circumstance, but that's not what this legislation does. This legislation offers legal status to about 2 million people under age 29 who came here prior to the age of, say, 15.
No, I'm not saying they should not have sent her back. What I'm saying is they ought to catch all the rest of these illegals and
right.
send them back.
I mean, I think that's right. Look, I mean, the bottom line is this thing's coming up for a vote as we speak, and what will matter is what they hear from constituents. I mean, politically, that's the thing. If they get a lot of phone calls, then it'll probably go down to defeat. If they don't, they'll figure no one's watching, and it'll pass. I mean, that's really sort of the bottom line on this, and it depends on where you stand on the issue, but that's what'll determine it, phone calls from constituents.
Well, we know where we stand on the issue. What is it? 80-some percent of the people don't want this thing to happen.
Almost certainly that's right.
And
But the question is, will people act? Because the time is like right now. The vote may have already started on this, but it may not start for a little while yet.
By a little while, you mean yet today, though?
Sometime today. It's going to happen very soon, within the next hour or so.
Absolutely. And let's realize that the same thing happened this past summer. And the American people called in. They were so upset. They jammed the phone lines. They tied up the computer system. And
it stopped it. But what happened was, politically, is people who favor open borders or something like it recognized that the problem was that from their point of view, that the bill went on for too long, the debate did. And so what they've done this time is get it up there really quick so public opposition won't build. As an effective strategy, it depends on whether the public responds. I mean, that's really sort of the bottom line.
So right now is the moment to get on the telephone. I don't know. Do faxes do any good? Does anything do any good anymore? Now, we saw it last summer, but...
Look, in June, every major interest group, power, money, whether it's a lot of the mainline Protestant denominations, the Catholic Church, the unions, the corporate America, I mean, the list goes on and on. The editorial pages of conservative and liberal newspapers, the New York Times and the Wall Street Journal, all wanted that amnesty to go through, and it failed for one reason. There was only one interest group that wasn't behind it, and that was the American people, and that's why it crashed and burned.
Well, let's hope we get calls today. Let's hope things...
It's in the Senate right now. Now, here's the other thing. Things are going to come up in the House. Then if it passes, it goes to the House, and then it's up to the House to decide whether they want to pass it or not.
Anyway, hey, Steve, I really appreciate your help.
Sure. It's good to be with you.
Yeah, bet. Keep us informed.
Okay. Take
All
care.
Right. Bye-bye. Thanks again. You bet. Okay. So much for, what can we do other than pick up the telephone and do the best we can with the tools we got? Will they listen? If the heat is on, they may. Let's hope so. Now, speaking of heat, we have a professor who lectures on social policy at the London School of Economics. And he has figured out a way to keep people from having heart attacks because they smoke too much. He says, his name is Professor Julian Legrand, and he advises ministers there through his chairmanship of Health English. He advises the lawmakers there. In fact, he was a farmer advisor to Tony Blair. So now we know why Tony Blair said some of the things that he did, all right? This joker says smokers should be forced to apply for an annual license in order to purchase cigarettes. He said the scheme would ensure smokers had to make a conscious decision to continue the habit and require people to become registered addicts. He said once the scheme was up and running, it could be extended so that smokers had to get a doctor's signature that their health was not at massive risk by smoking, in order to get a license to buy cigarettes. Let's take a break. We'll be back. Stay tuned. You're listening to the Common Sense Coalition. Our number, 1-800-973-3779. Your calls are welcome.
This is the Derry Brownfield Show.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
The last time you made a financial contribution to a multi-billion dollar organization after receiving a glossy brochure to help the cute and furry animals, have you wondered how effective your donation really was? Well, listen to G.B. Oliver, Executive Director of the Paragon Foundation.
Truth of the matter is, because we have such a small staff, and we run it as tight as we can because our commitment to the people is that every dime you contributed to this foundation is going to go back out into the things that we believe in and go out to help people. And let me tell you, to the person on this board, we're committed to that. And there's nothing, there's absolutely nothing that's ever going to change that.
Doing the work on a dime, keeping true to its mission statement, and helping to wake up America and protect your property rights. That's the Paragon Foundation. Get a free copy of the Paragon magazine and support the Paragon Foundation today by calling toll-free 1-877-847-3443 or go on the web at paragonfoundation.org.
Wendell Fleshman will be holding a special calf and yearling sale this coming Monday, October the 29th, at the Milan, Missouri Livestock Auction. Wendell's expecting over 3,000 head, including 850 fancy Charley and Angus calves from Adrian Farms. Now, Oscar Manza manages Adrian Farms, and he purchased Brownfield Charley bulls many years ago, so several hundred of these calves will still be carrying some of those Brownfield Charley bloodlines. Kenneth Hill and Roger Fraser will each be selling a 100-head string, and Gail and Helen Martin have consigned 90-head. All the above are white-tagged, while John and Scott Idles, 80-head, are red-tagged. Other consigners include Stevenson Farm, Dr. Dixon, Ned Snyder, Russell Billington, Richard Farms, Buddy Sayre, Jim and Bill Willis, David Callahan, Donald Lloyd, Blanchard Farms, Wyatt Farms, David Fraser, Don Chapman, Andy Clem, and Zach Harris. Over 3,000 head will be selling this coming Monday, October the 29th, at the Milan, Missouri Livestock Auction.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare with your children being raised by someone else? With our free information, you can lead a less stressful life, work from home, and start earning money as soon as next week.
I was about to be laid off from a company that was going bankrupt. On top of that, I wanted my kids to have mommy care, not daycare. My first month, I made $1,000 part-time. After 90 days, I was home with my children. And for the past 7 years, I've been here for my three little girls. I love this business.
Go to freedom14.com. Get out of the rat race and start earning great money as soon as next week.
I was skeptical. However, I had to get out of corporate America. Both me and my wife were able to quit our jobs to now make over $10,000 a month from home.
Go to freedom14.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 14.com. Freedom14.com and start earning great money as soon as next week.
This is the Derry Brownfield Show, and here's the star of the show, now the man who says, if all you have is a hammer, everything looks like a nail, Derry Brownfield.
And we have returned. Let's go to the telephones. Will, hi, you're on the air, Will.
Well, good morning, Derry, and thanks for taking my call. Your topic this morning is very important for all of the listeners to pay attention to, because we're going to continue to see this recycling of this legislation, as you said, on the amnesty issue, largely because it's coming from the United Nations here on United Nations Day.
Now, that I don't doubt that at all, but where are you getting your information here, Will?
Well, what I have in front of me is a book, just like the listeners have perhaps gotten a copy of Agenda 21, which is also a book. This book is published by the United Nations. It's called the Compendium of Recommendations on International Migration and Development. And it is the United Nations Development Agenda and the Global Commission on International Migration Compared. Now, you know they love words, and there's lots of words here. But the key is compendium. In other words, this is a gleaning. It's all of the various documents have been searched through, and everything that has to do on international migration and development have been pulled together as a framework for the high-level dialogues on migration and development that are held in world forums, as Joan Vian has reported on in the past. But this book makes very good reading for everyone because it shows us, in their own words, from their own documents, the United Nations documents, just exactly what is at the bottom of all of this. And basically, Derry, what it is, it's a world without borders where all people can migrate freely, utilizing their Universal Declaration of Human Rights, migrate freely from country to country without establishing any form of patriotic citizenship, without being considered, without any need to immigrate formally or to assimilate. And it's just basically a global field for the cattle to wander about in while they make money. And the money is the driving issue, that remittances, because as the South moves north, the Southern Hemisphere comes north, they're taking basically the money from the developing countries and sending it back to the less developed countries, and it is one of their primary gross domestic product economic aspects. So it's a social and economic push from a global standpoint, and we need to be aware of the real details here.
Well, we can see it happening just between the United States and Mexico, for example.
Exactly. For Mexico, and I'm not positive on this, it may be the second highest income stream is the export of labor. And so they come here, they utilize all of our infrastructure, they take jobs that others would ordinarily fill, they send that money back to Mexico. That money then is used as economic and development and social development, sustainable development, smart growth communities, et cetera, those kind of programs. And then we, the people here in the United States, lose that money out of our economy at a destructive loss, actually, because those are houses, those are cars, those are haircuts and shaves, those are groceries that don't get bought in this country. That money goes someplace else. And then we underwrite these illegals with our tax dollars to provide them schools, health care, et cetera.
Now, you're looking at this book. Was it published by the United Nations, or was it just a compilation of all the United Nations documents published by someone?
No, it is an actual publication, and anyone can get it. The United Nations publications, you can go on the Internet simply to unp.un.org. That's unp.un.org. That's the United Nations publications, their own bookstore, and ask for sales number, or look for sales number, E.06.XIII, that's the Roman numeral 8, dot 7. So it's E.06. Roman numeral 8, dot 7, and you can acquire this booklet. It was published in April of 2006.
I'm taking a note.
Okay.
April 2006. How did you find that thing?
Well, this is just another one of those things that I do, Derry. I constantly, well, first of all, I subscribe to their publications catalog. And so as they send out the fall, the spring, the winter, so on, I get the catalog and I review them. And I'm always looking for things that have to do with Agenda 21 and these sorts of issues so that I can be more informed on the local level, and so I just happened to see this one, and I bought it. And I bought it because it was a compendium. In other words, I don't have to look through all of the UN resolutions.
Right.
I can just take the best of the best.
What was the cost on that thing?
I think it was about $20 plus shipping and handling.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not positive. I'd bought several books that day.
From looking, you no doubt have had time to study this.
Absolutely.
All right, what is it saying?
Well, if you look at from the standpoint, as I mentioned, if you look at it from the standpoint of just the title alone, it lets us know this level of obfuscatory linguistics that's going on here. You would never go on the Internet and type in on a Google search migration or development when you're concerned about illegal aliens or immigration. And because of that, this is kind of floating along under the radar. But migration and development are interlinked as part of the advancement of Agenda 21. And so migration then is a way of saying immigration without discussing it in a formal manner. in this document, it opens the way, it paves the way for illegals to just basically float and transfer around on the planet. It also makes reference to things like xenophobia, where the hate crimes laws, now we've talked with Reverend Ted Pike in the past, where the hate crimes laws are tied into this as well, because it's going to become politically incorrect to look at this 15-year-old that we were talking about a moment ago and say, oh, that illegal alien. No, we'll have to find a more comfortable way of addressing that issue. We won't be able to have people that say, well, we'd like to get them all out of here. It also discusses getting them all out of here. No, there are things that have come in the past that prohibit wide sweeping expulsions, and we should be aware of that. And those are addressed in this book as well. So it really gives you the global picture and helps us to understand why the Security and Prosperity Partnership is being pushed and what we can start to do on a local level to inform our county commissioners and our health department and our school boards what they're involved with and why they need to say no to this illegal invasion and the DREAM Act.
Well, what they need to do. Excuse me.
What they need to do?
What they need to do right now is get on the telephone and call our senators.
Absolutely. This morning would be absolutely, that would be the thing, that will be the thing I do as soon as this broadcast ends.
After reading the book, do you see any light at the end of the tunnel?
I do, only if the people of the United States and around the world wake up. The developing nations are being preyed upon by the developed nations, the northern nations largely, are being preyed upon by the southern hemisphere, and it's by design. It's not, there's no accident here. And so we need to know that this agenda doesn't work. This is the destruction of national sovereignty. This is their agenda. It's their global, the high-level dialogues are equally important, but the one that Ban Ki-moon chaired in, I believe it was July of 2007 in Brussels, they start out saying that this is a topic that is not discussed generally at the level of national government because it's such a hot topic, it's such a hot potato. They would rather kind of keep this one quiet and just slip it in on us. But we need to change that, just like we did with Agenda 21, and make it the main course on the table for discussion.
Yes, but you know, you say like we did this with Agenda 21, and I've been talking about Agenda 21 ever since the Rio conference. That goes back to Bush number one, so what that's been, 10, 12 years ago, something like that. We've been discussing this, but you go out on the street and you ask the first dozen people what Agenda 21 is, and I doubt if any one of them will know.
Well, that again goes back to the absolute success that the Council on Foreign Relations and the trilaterals have had with their media in keeping the people in the dark, treating us like mushrooms. And yet, at the same time, when we start going a little deeper in dark counties, it depends on if we have people who are in the know and that listen to this broadcast working actively, because I can say that I've handed out and given away hundreds of Michael Shaw's booklets on understanding sustainable development and guides for the local public official and the Transforming America, and hundreds of flyers and whatnot for county fairs here on Agenda 21. So I don't think that everyone is asleep any longer. And so we're making grounds, but you're right. Since 1992 to today, we have had a long uphill slog against this media blackout, but I think the cracks are coming.
Hey, Will, thanks for the call. We'll be right back.
This is the Derry Brownfield Show.
David J. Smith for Newswatch Magazine. Did you know that one goal of international communism was to get our young people's mind off religion by getting them onto sex? By destroying the morals of the younger generation, America would eventually become ripe for revolution without understanding why communism wanted to make young people soft and easily controlled. Have we witnessed this transformation of our young people away from God and the Bible to immorality? We'd like to help you understand how these things are coming to pass by offering you an absolutely free one-year subscription to Newswatch magazine. Just call our toll-free number, 1-800-516-8736. That's 1-800-516-8736 to request your subscription. Call now. Operators are standing by to receive your call.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars, for nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places." People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs. It discusses America and Prophecy, the Antichrist, Tyrants and Wars, Secret Societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F, 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715. Or mail P.O. Box 771, Athens, Tennessee, 37371.
Hi, Michelle. I haven't seen you on the bus for a while. Did they change your shift?
No, Lori. I finally quit my job. I'm working at home now, and I love it. No more commuting. And I'm home when the kids get out of school.
Working at home? Doing what?
It's a long story. It all started when I discovered the website earnmoneyathome123.com.
Oh, Michelle, you didn't fall for one of those internet deals, did you?
Well, I looked into several, and this one is for real.
Are you sure?
I didn't quit my job until I was sure, and now I'm making way more money working at home.
Really?
I've joined the success team in their major advertising co-op. Our business is fully automated, which gives me more money and the time to enjoy it. I'll be earning money while we're skiing this winter.
What was that website again?
EarnMoneyAtHome123.com. Here, write it down.
Good idea. EarnMoneyAtHome123.com. Maybe we can go skiing this winter, too.
And we have returned. We've had several callers call in, wanted to know how to get a hold of the Senate. The Senate switchboard is 202-224-3121. That's 202-224-3121. And the bill number, it's Senate Bill 2205, S-2205. I'm sure if you just say DREAM Act, they'll know what you're talking about. There's no doubt about it. DREAM stands for Development, Relief, Education, Alien, Minors, D-R-E-A-M. All right. Where were we? Oh, I was going to tell you that the International Monetary Fund chief is leaving office. Says he's stepping down. I don't know why he's stepping down. He's got three more years to go. He took on that job for a five-year period. He's only put 2 years in. But he makes some comments that we've been hearing on this show, or you've been hearing on this show for quite a while, but not coming from the International Monetary Fund. He's saying some of the things that Jerome Carsey, Craig Smith and I've been saying for a long time. Now, here's the head of the International Monetary Fund. I don't know how to pronounce R-A-T-O. You could pronounce it a half a dozen different ways. That's his last name. His first name is Rodrigo, and that I can pronounce. And he's warning that there's a risk of an ample fall in the United States dollar. Did I say ample? Abrupt fall. In other words, a big fall. It's going to take a tumble, okay? He says there are risks that an abrupt fall in the dollar could either be triggered by or itself trigger a loss of confidence in dollar assets. Now, he's talking to the International Monetary Fund Board of Governors. And he says the final day of the annual meetings, that's when he did this, and it was the annual meeting of the IMF and the World Bank.
So here are the global kingmakers sitting there, and he says, hey, this U.S. dollar is going downhill fast. He says the risks are much higher than they were 6 months ago. The turbulence in the credit market is a warning that we cannot take the benign economic environment of recent years for granted. We still do not know the full effects of the decline in the housing market and the subprime problems in the U.S. Further disruption in financial markets and further falls in housing prices could lead to a global economic downturn. Now, here again, he's talking about the United States economy leading to a global economic downturn. Remember the other day I read an email I received from a listener that we have in London, I believe he was, but he's in Europe. And he says, we pray for you Americans because if you go, we go. This thing is a lot bigger than the typical person here in this country realizes. Now, I hear music. I'll have to come back and finish his comments after this message. Stay tuned. You're listening to the Common Sense Coalition.
This is the Derry Brownfield Show.
Most people have heard the term sustainable development, but can you define it? Many people can't. Even the legislators and lawmakers that blindly implement sustainable development's political ideologies. The definition can be found in Agenda 21, a United Nations blueprint of action to be taken globally, nationally, and locally by organizations of the UN, governments, and major groups in every area in which humans impact the environment. Still not sure what it is? Get the pamphlet, Understanding Sustainable Development, Agenda 21. This easy-to-read 22-page booklet will explain its origins, theoretical underpinnings, major programs, and the means by which it is being implemented. Send $5, check, cash, or money order per copy to Agenda 21 Booklet, P.O. Box 79, Centertown, Missouri, 65023. That's $5 per requested copy to Agenda 21 Booklet, P.O. Box 79, Centertown, Missouri, 65023.
Fred Stokes, president of the Coalition for a Prosperous America, was recently a guest on the Derry Brownfield Show to discuss a new and positive trade policy that delivers prosperity and security to America. Here's Fred.
I'm encouraged. We're making a difference. There's been a wind shift. We hadn't won yet. We're a long way from that. But we're turning the corner on this thing. We need to come together in mass. We can disagree on a whole host of things, but surely we agree that this thing ought to be fixed and not condemn our grandkids and their kids to a future that's far less than the one we had.
Get on board with the Coalition for a Prosperous America and get the 11-minute DVD entitled Take It Back and learn how the Coalition is working to reclaim America from the damage of free trade. Send $5, check, cash, or money order to P.O. Box 79, Centertown, Missouri, 65023. For $10, you'll get the DVD and become a non-voting member of the Coalition for a Prosperous America.
And we have returned. Now, here this gentleman who is the head of the International Monetary Fund, and he's talking to the governors of the IMF as well as the World Bank. They're all there together, probably all the same people. And he goes on to say that the global financial stability is not as good as it should be. He said we should avoid such a downturn from global imbalances. And what he's talking about is the American dollar losing its value. He says all of these risks make actions on already agreed policies more urgent. Now, this fellow who is stepping down was the Spanish finance minister. He got the job because he was a finance minister of Spain. He's stepping down nearly 2 years before the end of his five-year mandate. His successor is Domenico Strauss-Kahn, and he is a former socialist finance minister of France. and he's going to take office November the 1st. I don't know what he's going to do, but he's going to do what the bankers tell him to do. You can bet on that. And but here we have one of the top bankers in the world saying this is a global thing. This American dollar scenario is a global thing, and it could be causing a global downturn in the whole global economy. Now, just this week, the other day, we had Jerome Corsi on the air, and Corsi was talking about the Amero. And he says he believes that they're going to try to switch from the dollar to the Amero within the next 2 years. He said sometime during 2008, he looks for that to happen. Now, we don't know. He doesn't know. But he's been writing about this for years, and everything he said so far has been pretty much happening. So it looks like we're in for some sort of a monetary shift. Now, I was in Argentina several years ago when they had just revalued, was it the peso? I don't remember what they called their money at that time. I forgot. Doesn't make any difference. But nobody knew what anything was worth. And it's going to be a confusing situation. Corsi says that we'll lose, that we're going to lose equity when we make the change. In other words, they're not going to put as much value in the Amero as there is in the dollar, so the dollar will be undervalued even more when we pick up the Amero. If this happens, nobody knows if it's going to, but it's certainly being talked about, and here we now have these people at the World Bank saying, oh, this dollar's going to come down, it's going to come down, and this is one of the things that the experts in the field are saying is going to bring about. In other words, it looks like our own government is pushing the dollar down. They're not doing anything to hold it up, that is for sure. And if that's the case, why, it could be that we're in for an Amero one of these days. Now, I just saw where Ron Paul is going to be on Jay Leno's program next Tuesday, October the 30th. I don't usually stay up that late, but I may this time. I'd like to see Ron Paul on Jay Leno's show. He's beginning to get a lot more notice. And I didn't watch the debates the other night, but I've seen quite a bit of information. But did you see any of that, Jeff? Anyway, they take this straw poll after the debate, and apparently it was quite obvious that Ron Paul got more call-in votes than anybody else. They said Hannity just couldn't believe that all those people are backing Ron Paul. He claims that they are doing it just because they have some sort of a plan set up. But anyway, let's close the show with Happy Trails.
Yeah.